Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me this half hour, a couple of segments. As you know, every week or so, I take a couple of segments and just talk about things that are on my mind, things that just the two of us, you know, just you and me here and talking about some stuff. And today I want to talk, this segment, I want to talk about vacation. So could you use a vacation? I know, it's a silly question. And it's not silly just because of the rest and relaxation. Of course you could use the rest of the relaxation, but most of us realize, time away gives all of us a better perspective once we return, once we come back to the business. But you know what? Polls show not much more than half of small business owners are likely to take an entire week off for vacation. Our own polling shows that. Barely more than half take an entire week of vacation and unplug. So perhaps here's a better question than could you take a vacation? Here's the question. Could your business use a vacation from you? What are the chances that your business would be better off if you left for a week on a number of reasons, right? Well, I think the answer is yes, and I've experienced this myself. I'm not just preaching to you and me. I've experienced this myself. Our absence, my friends, our absence from the business will reveal organizational weaknesses that need attention, as well as strengths that you may have overlooked. Some people may step up that you didn't think would do it, or some people that you thought would step up don't. And the only way to find that out is if you are absent, if you step away and are willing to, you know, let the chips fall as they may. So regardless of your motivation for taking a break, there are four ideas that I want you to think about that will help you consider taking more time off, and here they are. The first one is define success. Webster says success is two things, a favorable outcome. And the second one is gaining wealth and fame. Those are two success measurements, right? Embracing both of those definitions as having equal value will help you recognize that living long enough to enjoy the fruits of the second definition with your loved ones, being able to gain wealth and fame and doing all that with your loved ones, must be part of your success plan. You've got to be able to survive to take advantage of the fruits of your labor. So that's one thing, define success and survive. Number two, hire quality. Taking time off requires being able to leave your business with a team that you can trust. If you're not comfortable with the idea of leaving your baby with the others around you, your instincts are probably good. If you're not comfortable leaving your business with the people who will work with you, your instincts are probably good, but obviously it means also that your hiring practices may not be so much. Part of your interview process when you're bringing new people on should be determined whether a prospect has the skills, the capability, and the integrity to one day be trusted with your baby in your absence. So think about that. Hire quality. When next time you hire somebody, say, is this a person that over the next 2 or 3 years I could toss the keys to and say, I'll be back in a week? Something to think about. Number three, delegate. If you've already assembled that trustworthy team, their usefulness is limited by your ability to delegate. I had to have this conversation with myself. I had to talk to myself about delegating. I was a horrible delegator for a long time. Once I learned how to delegate, my life changed. I got a lot happier, I can tell you that right now, folks. Delegating isn't easy for you and me, entrepreneurs, for us entrepreneurs. We've done all the jobs, we did them all first, right? And we know how we want them done. That means perfect, right? But there's an old saying that successful delegators embrace. Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. You've heard me say this. Seek excellence, not perfection. So don't hire people who can be perfect because you're the only one who can be perfect. I'm the only perfect person in my company. You're the only ones. There can't be another one. So hire for excellence because you can hire excellence. You can hire people who can be excellent. They can't be perfect, but you got to get to the point where excellence is good enough for you. If you cringe at the thought of how things won't be perfect in your absence, you have to get over that. The good will be good enough for 1 week. Number four, leverage technology. This is a biggie. No one has to be completely unplugged anymore. There's plenty of affordable technology that can serve you as your little security blankie by helping you mind the store while you're not there. You don't have to be there. Now, when you plug back in while you're gone, that's not unplugging. That's still checking up. But that's preferable to not going. And if you practice, no one will notice that you peeked at your email on your smartphone while you were rolling over to tan the other side. So folks, if you're like me, you go on vacation, it's quite possible somebody could schedule a conference call. One of your customers schedule a conference call. And if you're like me, you're such a crazy person about customer service, you're going to find a way to be on that conference call. So it's just a 30-minute conference call. So what? No biggie. Take the vacation and plug back in for 30 minutes and then unplug again. Or whatever you got to do. But get out of the building. Get away from the building. Spend some time away. And lastly, folks, if you're not intentional about living a balanced life, that includes taking time off, that includes vacations, making memories with your family. If you're not intentional about that, you might accomplish that wealth and fame success definition that Webster talked about. But the big celebration may involve others toasting you posthumously. That's not what you want, folks. You want to be able to have a favorable outcome in your success story on the way to gaining wealth and fame and enjoying the fruits of that labor with your family while you're all alive. So give yourself and your business a vacation. It's not too late this year. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.